Mrs. Masamizabi, at Shul, SSAM, Stiff, AL, ZUBI, dictating for Dr. Anna Sobeir, date of dictation 24 January 2012. Bishop name, Nima Jana, N-E-M-A-H, J-A-N-A-H, date of birth 2-7-1953. Primary care physician, Nabil Suleiman. N-A-P-I-L space A space S-U-L-I-M-A-N. The address 10306 Dix Avenue, Dearborn, Michigan. Phone number 313-843-6375. Fax number 313-843-459. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Cardiology clinic note, next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Their colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Jana, who is a very pleasant 57-year-old lady with a past medical history significant for diabetes and hypertension. She came to clinic today for follow-up. On today's visit, the patient stated that for the past month, she has been experiencing of least side atypical chest pain radiating to the left arm, sharp in nature, continuous, not aggravating or relieving by any factor. She has also had experience in palpitation and bilateral lower limb pain upon walking, and she also feels the pain on the minimum exertion. She denies any complaint of the shortness of breath, orthopnea, BND. She is also denying any complaint of syncope, syncope, or any sudden loss of consciousness, and denies lower limb swelling. Past medical history, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, past surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, social history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, family history, significant for coronary artery disease in her mother and hypertension in her mother and diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, allergies, not known drug allergies. Next paragraph, current medications, diclofenacycline, hydrochloride, thiazide, 100 mg 3 times a day. Number 2, synthroid, 75 mg once a day. Number 3, metformin, 500 mg once a day. Number 4, Zocar, 20 mg once a day. Physical examination, vital sign on today's visit, the blood pressure 130 over 80, the pulse is 72, the weight 150, the height 5 feet and 4 inches. Please typing down the template of the normal CVS exam. Diagnostic investigations. EKG done on October 16, 2012, showing a normal EKG, sinus rhythm, and normal axis with a heart rate of 75. Echocardiogram done on October 18, 2012, showing normal left ventricular size, wall thickness, and systolic function with an ejection fraction of 60%. The systolic filling pattern is normal for the age of the patient. There is a mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis. Trace amount of aortic mitral and tricuspid regurgitation as well as mild pulmonary regurgitation. Carotid ultrasound done on October 18, 2012, showing a minimum intimum thickening bilaterally with precipitous correlate to 1-239% stenosis. Vertebral arteries flows are integrated bilaterally. Myocardial stress test done on October 16, 2012, showing a small to moderate size, mild severity apical and inferior fixed defect consistent with diaphragm artifact. The stress was judged to be excellent. Stress has normal ST response and chest pain didn't occur. Estimated ejection fraction was 72%. Anchorebrachial index study done on October 30, 2012, showing a BI on the right side of 1.38 and on the left side 1.29, which is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, chest and arm pain. The patient has been complaining of chest pain, which is both typical and radiate to the left arm. She never had a previous history of heart condition or coronary artery disease. However, she has past history significant for the cervical nerve compression. She underwent a myocardial stress test on October 16, 2010, which showed a defect consistent with the diaphragm artifact, and her echocardiogram didn't reveal any wall motion abnormality. So we told the patient that her symptoms are unlikely to be from the heart and that she is recommended to follow up with her primary care physician for further evaluation and management, and we will continue to monitor her as long as coronary artery disease is a concern. Number 2, lower limb pain. The patient was also experiencing bilateral lower limb pain on minimum exertion and upon walking, so she underwent an ankle Brachial index study on October 30, 2012, which came back normal with the ABI on the right side 1.38 and on the left side 1.29. So we recommend the patient to start exercising and to follow up with her primary care physician for further evaluation, and we will continue to follow her up as long as peripheral disease are concerned. Number 3, carotid artery stenosis screening. Given a patient risk factor of diabetes and hyperlipidemia and her symptoms of lightheadedness, she underwent a carotid artery Doppler ultrasound which revealed a minimum thickening bilaterally with velocity score rate 1 to 39% stenosis and antiquated flow in both vertebral artery. So we recommend the patient to control the risk factor and to start exercising, and we will continue to monitor her as long as carotid artery stenosis is a concern. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. The patient is known to be diabetic on medication, so we recommend her for tight glycemic control and to keep hemoglobin A1C below 7% and to follow up with the primary care physician with regard to his issue. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. She is known to be hyperlipidemic on Zocal 20 mg once a day, so we recommend that the patient to continue taking the same current medical regimen, and we will continue to monitor her with regards to this matter. We also recommend it to follow up with her primary care physician for the frequent liver profile testing and liver function test. Next paragraph, thank you for allowing us to participate in care of Mrs. Jana. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any concern and question and concern. We will see her back next month. In the meanwhile, she is instructed to follow up her primary care physician for continuity of care. Sincerely, Hassam Zoubi, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Abed. This is the end of the dictation.